listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
Welcome back to Don't Mention the Fussball. I believe this is episode 51, unless I'm sort of greatly mistaken.
65.
Really?
Yeah. What? You've missed a few.
What on earth happened there? I'm stunned, shocked, and I'm almost speechless. Well, there you go.
Funny thing is, I was converting old episodes today, and I always listen to the beginning if it's the right one, and you said 51 in one of those I was converting earlier today.
There you go. I must have sort of psychically got it from you somehow. Yeah. That's what it was. That's ESP. My story, and I'm sticking to it. So. Anyway, back on track, as much as we ever are anyway. I'm Simon from speaking from the UK, and together with me this evening we've got young Jan from, where are you from, Jan?
I'm from Germany.
Oh, there's a surprise. Any particular part of Germany at all?
Tempelhof.
Tempelhof. Okay,
that works.
That's going from country to a little bit more specific. But over in sunny Canada, we have young Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. So it's the end of the season. All over, all dusted. What can we say? It was a bit of a sort of damp squib near the end, but we managed to survive, and I gather we've got a license for next year, which is a good starting off point, really. It'd be a bit bleak if we hadn't, but...
Is it a good thing? Is it a good thing? Yes, it is. Yeah, but I mean, it was a shitty joke, meaning that we have to prepare to get our balls stomped on next season. Without a license, there is no...
True.
You know?
True. Well, without a license, we'd be taken out of our misery. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, in a way, yes.
that's a very Hatter-esque way of looking at it, I think.
Yeah. You take the good wherever you can, you know?
Yes. But unfortunately, we haven't been spared that, so we have to sort of stumble on somehow or other.
We have the summer to get ready.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Well, we haven't got that long, have we? Because on Saturday, I think it's tomorrow, they're doing the draw for the Pokal, aren't they?
Oh,
Zweite Bundesliga. Zweite Bundesliga starts very early.
Yeah, because the draws, I think it's at 6 o'clock German time tomorrow. Well, that's when the coverage starts anyway. I don't know exactly when they're going to be pulling things out of the fishbowl or whatever it is they do.
Oh, it's going to probably going to be like a 30-minute circle jerk before.
No, like always. No. It's going to take 2 hours, and they're going to talk to everybody, and usually they have...
Oh, God, they have fans, don't they, from all the clubs and things.
Yeah, everybody and their mom's going to be there, yeah. And then they talk to every... If there's clubs that are usually not there, or some lower league clubs, they will talk to their sporting director and shit. It's annoying. I don't watch it anymore. It's really...
No. No, good call, I think, actually.
It's a long circle jerk.
All right.
Okay.
Please remind me to change the settings for the podcast to mature.
Well, if you haven't done that already...
Yeah, I always do on mine. I don't even think about it. Explicit. Yes, sir. Click. And done.
Explicit done. Patrick.
Well, have you
listened
to
it?
Yeah, there's a lot of cursing. So, you know, whatever.
Cursing is a sign of high intelligence.
I'll take your word for it, but okay.
You fucking can.
I fucking will.
Good. Let's get the fuck on now.
Yes, exactly. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Speaking of the other podcast I have this soundbite going on.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Yeah. We had it last time.
A classic. Oh, shit. Okay, that's an old one.
It's Bateman.
What about this one?
Nerd!
Had that too.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, wow. Mr. Current Affairs over here. Oh, my Christ. Okay.
So you don't remember the soundboard, and he's on episode 51.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
What happened to that? Yeah.
This season cannot end soon enough.
I was just trying to wind the clock back, so I felt a bit better. Probably that's what it was. Yeah.
Yes.
Are you all excited about the Champions League final?
No.
I'll check it out. I mean, I have a friend from Madrid, so I hope they win, and I don't mind them. I like Ancelotti, actually. Good guy.
Fair play to them. Yeah.
And especially with the news about like the partnership between Dortmund and Rheinmetall, the weapons dealer. Now I really want them to lose. So go Madrid. A la Madrid.
Maybe we should explain the Rheinmetall thing so people who are listening and are not following know what the whole deal is.
Well, Google it. Rheinmetall, weapons deal. You know. Arms dealer, Borussia Dortmund, you're going to have all the info that you need.
This is a very informative podcast, listener.
Wow. I mean, we show you the way.
We give you all the details and a bit of educational training.
I mean, we can only walk you to the door. You're going to have to be the one who walks through it, you know? That's how it works.
I was just imagining Patrick working in the library and people coming in and he's like, Google it.
Yeah, the
maybe just like having a shirt that says Google it.
No. What you got to do on your soundboard, you've got to have Google it. There you go.
Yes.
Press a button.
You know, like those little cabinets with the index cards? You know, I point them. I don't even say a word. I point the people towards the index cards. It's right there, asshole. Walk. Right there.
Yeah. Index cards. You're showing your age now, Patrick. You know.
Well,
flicking through them.
I use
that's
them.
How I survived university back in the day. Sorry, Jan, go ahead.
When I first went to the Stabi, they still had this, and you had to take a whole, like a half day class where they could explain all the different files to you. And then one day I came in and they had this computer there. It said OPAC. And OPAC is what they say, what's called in German. I don't know why. It's just the internal. When you go to a library and you go on the computer and you look for stuff, and I think the first edition was so bad that I was looking for a book and it said no hits, and then at some point I just entered book and it didn't something wasn't working.
No hits. So
it
was really
strange. No hits, yeah. in a library. Okay.
But I took a bibliography class at Georgia State. You were basically buried at the library for 2 hours a day just to. It was so much busy work.
I'm not sure I ever found the library when I was at university, but that was me for you. Another interesting point about being at university. When I was at university, PCs had not been invented.
Jesus.
So there you go. That tells the tale. Sorry, Jan, you were trying to say before I rudely interrupted.
Not important.
But the OPAC thing, is it like the, what's it called, the Dewey decimal system? Is that's the classification for books? That's how it's called?
No.
Right?
The OPAC is just what they call the little search mask where you enter and where all the library information, bibliographical information is in. So if I go to the Stabi, I say, I'm looking for this book. Have a look at the OPAC. It's just some...
Okay.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, Google it. Yeah. So the like the... Okay,
we have a title, guys. Google.
Yeah, I was about to say the same. Yeah.
And the Stabi is the Staatsbibliothek.
Exactly.
Just to be...
It's the foundation of Prussian... Stiftung?
Really?
No, it's called Stiftung Preußischer Kulturbesitz. So it would be Foundation of Prussian Culture Ownership? Doesn't make sense.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, what does OPAC mean? Hang on.
The cemetery is a piece, what is it, piece courtyard or something, peace yard. So, you know.
Okay, guys, get ready. It's a really, really, really difficult. OPAC means Online Public Access Catalog.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't hate it. You know, it's logical. It's a logical name, I guess.
What are you drinking, Simon? Coffee. Coffee.
Coffee.
I can't have coffee.
The blood of your enemies?
In a skull.
In a skull. Oh, shit. You beat me to it. Just as I was...
Sorry.
You know, just as I was going to say it, you dropped it.
Okay. I was outside on our lawn this morning, because I do stuff out on the front lawn. And I was sort of carving this big statue of Odin, would you believe? As you do. And then this delivery driver turned up. And he said, oh, well, that's nice, or something like that. Because, of course, he walks into this garden and you've got the huge great chairs with dragon heads and things on the patio. And there's me there. Because, of course, all my fence is all carved with knotwork and little heads and things on top of the fence posts.
Human heads.
So, yes.
Freshly chopped off.
On spikes.
Yes, as you do.
As you do. You know.
So the delivery guy just dropped the package and started and running in the other direction.
We don't have problems with burglars, strangely enough. Yeah,
that works.
That
works.
Anyway, we digress once more.
As always, as we do.
Yes, as you do.
Right, so...
Right, so...
Yep.
What's the plan to talk about now, then? End of the season?
Google it.
Alsnabruck away. Best not talk about that for too long.
Oh, we can talk about the stadium, because they had problems with the stadium. The home game before that, the city shut down the stadium because of danger. Nobody exactly knows what happened, and then they had to play the game that decided that they would go down, they would get relegated, was at St. Pauli against Schalke with no fans at all.
Yeah.
And then somehow, magically, for the last home game, they opened up the whole thing, and not so fun fact, Dudziak, who has extended his contract, he was subbed off pretty early. I don't know exactly when, and he has a podcast with a friend. And on his podcast, he said that he had some allergic reaction, and it might be because of all the mold at the stadium.
Jesus,
that's nice.
He extended his contract. I just realized that that's something we didn't put on the list, but he has extended his contract.
Was that largely because the Olympiastadion sort of built largely of stone and concrete, so there's no mold problem?
Probably, but I don't know.
It did start off quite well that game, though, because Pal Dardai Jr. scored quite early on, didn't he? And then it all went downhill from there on, from what I can gather.
Alas.
I think he scored in like the 15th minute or something like that.
Yeah, and they were, like it often happens, they were doing well and then they just stopped.
Weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, it was pretty bloodless. Very, yeah. And the thing that pissed me off the most, that before the match, Haris Tabakovic was ahead in the goal scoring category by 3 goals. And there were 2 guys, 3 goals behind him. One was Zolis from Düsseldorf, who got... Oh, they lost! Oh, they lost the promotion game. It was so nice.
Yes. That's
sorry.
True. Yeah.
I'm such an asshole.
No, but, you're not.
We
all are.
He was three behind.
Entry requirement.
He was ahead of Zolis from Düsseldorf and Glatze from Hamburg. And both of these guys scored 3 goals, and the Hertha players didn't manage to give him one more goal. So now they're all Torjägerkanone. So it's 3 guys, and they all, each of one got this little cannon thing. And that's embarrassing. I mean, it's one fucking goal. Can't be that hard. I remember remember in 1994.
That should be the banner on top of the Oscar for next season. Yeah. Only one goal can be that hard. Easy pricks, move your ass.
You could have a banner actually, on the underneath where we sit, but it's sort of flapped over. And if they, are not scoring a goal, you just flip it over, and it just says, "Just one goal. It can't be that
hard." Can't be that hard.
I remember in 1994 or 1995, not exactly sure. David Robinson was trailing in the top scorer category on the when they were playing their last match, and everybody gave him every ball, and he scored 72 points, and just narrowly beat the other guy for the scoring champion title.
Nice.
Interesting. Not.
No, I mean, Spurs are my favorite NBA team. So, that was a nice walk down memory lane for that one.
Is Pop still coaching?
I think so. Yeah. Or I think this season was his last. Let me look that up.
Google it.
He's a bit like the Christian Streich of the NBA.
I was going to say that, yes. Yeah. And well, that's good.
What's good?
You don't seem too convinced, but president and head coach, yes, still there.
I loved Sean Elliott.
Yeah. He was a solid guy, solid player.
Until he got a kidney transplant, and then he played again.
Yes, he came back, yes. And I think he is the only one to do that in league.
Alonso Mourning.
Oh, okay.
Alonso
Mourning. Kidney as well?
Yeah, he was with the Heat, and then he was traded to the Nets somehow, and then he got the kidney transplant, and then they bought out his contract, and then he signed back with Miami, and he became champion with them as a backup to Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And the bad thing is they won the championship, and I was always I think I left Atlanta in May, and the finals are in June, and mm-hmm. I always bought Wheaties, where they have the champions on there, the breakfast mm-hmm. of champions thing, and I couldn't get I think a friend sent me a Wheaties box after they won, so I had the thing, but I think I threw it away at some point. Okay, Simon, are you still awake? So we talked about Hertha for about a minute, and
then digressed again. That's pretty good for us.
They make us do that with the shitty games they play.
Yeah, yes. I mean, if Sean Elliott and Alonso Mourning came back to the NBA after a kidney transplant, scoring a goal can't be that hard, right? Hertha, come on, move your asses. Trying to get it back on track on the football track and failing miserably.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
That's good. I found a folder I called Soundboard. And there's lots of stuff I recorded at the stadium. I think one is Simon saying, "Shut up, Jan."
Yeah. Okay. That happens quite a lot.
Yeah, I was about to say, he says it a lot.
Stop popping me in the back, Jan. Yeah.
So it was a shitty game, and they didn't manage to get Hagel's one score point. Oh, but the team was a bit diminished because all the younger players who were eligible for under-19 were playing there because they had the semifinal. They had the semifinal on Monday. Is it called Pentecost? Pfingsten? On Pfingst Monday, we were at the Jahn Sport Park to watch the under-19s. And
they lost, right?
Oh, yeah. But it was so close. It was so shit. I think they played the first leg in Dortmund on Thursday, and they were up 2-1, and I think they trailed and they came back, and then were up 2-1, and then in the 92nd minute or something like that, they they got a Kaktor, and then it was 2-2. And then they were down again, and then they came back up, and they were up. I don't know, they were down 2-1, and then they made it, or was it 2-2? Anyway, they tried to come back before the end, and then in the 80th minute or something, one of the Dortmund players got the second yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, oh, it's so easy now. And then I figured that they would have extra time, but they didn't have extra time. We went straight to penalties, and was really, there were two or three really big chances to win the game. They didn't. And then the first Hertha player, I think he's 16, so that was what happens. He missed his penalty, and then everybody else hit theirs. But it was still a good game. But I was really feeling really, really good about Hertha after that, because I saw all these young players. There were some guys like Boris Loom, he's 16. Ndi, the guy who missed the penalty, is also 16. And then on the left wing, they had this, I'm not sure if he's Brazilian, but he has a Portuguese name. He was really good. And then you have Elias Strassner, who was also, I think he's either a defender or defensive midfielder. He was in the first training camp in the summer. And he was they're all so good. And the goalkeepers, we have so many good players. And if we just keep a few of them, and we haven't even talked about Maza. On Hertha Base podcast, they said that Maza was like a guy from a different galaxy, and because he's already good in the second Bundesliga, but if he plays under 19, he's even better. It's crazy how good he is. And Toni Rölke's brother scored two goals. Toni Rölke, one thing about Osnabrück, Toni Rölke had his pro debut in the, I don't know when. He was subbed on at some point. I don't care. This whole game was just shit. It was a waste of my time and of my weekend. And I was like, oh, why the fuck am I watching this? And why can't this guy just stop other people from scoring?
So that means we can cut the last 10 minutes talking about that game and other things. And Greg Popovich and Alonso Mourning. And...
No, it's the best part.
Oh. Okay.
Google it.
Yes.
Yeah, so, and I think I didn't, I think I watched the press conference. I don't remember anything about it. This whole match was just so blah, bland. Nobody remembers. How's Arsenal doing?
Oh, God. I mean, almost, like, I think their last 18 games, it was like 15 wins, one loss, two draws. And it was still was not enough.
Mm.
It's, well, that fucking petrol club with the oh my God.
Well, the trouble is they were playing Al Capone's team, weren't they? So
yeah,
not really terribly fair.
And it's gotta be, and it's the only time in my life that I will like empathize with Liverpool fans. But imagine, like, four years ago that they had something like 97 points and they didn't even win the league. That's insane. You know, like, fuck Manchester City, honestly. And I wanted for the FA Cup final between Man United and them, I wanted like a meteor to crush the stadium and both team inside.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Seen this whole thing wrong. Just like our friends from Leipzig, they just really good with the little money they have.
Of course. Yeah, how silly of me.
Spending on a budget. They're just good at it. Yeah
it's just good work.
No, but it's true though. I hate to do that, but I gotta give it to them. Of course they have unlimited resources, the best coach on the planet and all that shit, but they do run a tight ship, and they are good with scouting and all that stuff.
They have data.
Otherwise, they could be another PSG or another Newcastle. You know, unlimited resources as well, but they cannot stop, you know, shitting the bed. And unfortunately, Man City know what they are doing.
And some people shit the bed with only 374 million euros.
Something like that, yeah.
And end up in the second division.
Yes. Yes. Well, yeah. You know, whatever. But
it feels so far away now. Strange.
Yeah. But honestly, to your question, and I swear I'll stop talking about them afterwards, but I'm happy with the season. Like, okay, we finished second and, you know, all that shit, but it was still good progress. Good guys in that on that club, likable guys, and one of the youngest teams in the Premier League. Things are looking up. And if Pep can fuck off next summer, like the rumor says, maybe we will get somewhere. So, yeah, please continue.
Did I ever tell you about that reel about Arsenal? It's a girl asking two guys, what's your best pickup line? He says, hey, I'm like Arsenal. I start up on top and then I finish second.
Okay. That's good. Simon is stunned, speechless.
As always, yes.
It is what it is.
Yeah, but you don't always have to win a championship to have a good season.
That's true. And it was a good season, all things considered. But, you know, some hardware would have been nice. But, yeah, you know.
One former Hertha player who finished his pro career with...
an orchestra conductor? Is that why you're waving your hands around?
Hardware.
Yes.
Fabian Lustenberger retired from Young Boys Bern. And I think they won at least the cup, if not the championship.
Okay.
And he,
okay,
I think,
but like the Swiss League, do they count as pro? not to throw any shade on them, but like, yeah, okay.
What about the Canadian League?
Oh, I mean, I round up a team of 11 assholes on my street, and I could beat them. We could beat them.
I would pay to see that.
Yes. The Montreal club is happen. Such a shambles. Yes, it's funny.
We could stream it live and have a pay to view.
Yeah.
No, you have a pay to not view it, so you have to give us money.
Yes, we'll install malware and force you to watch this if you don't.
Yeah, and like, you know, with eye openers, like in Clockwork Orange.
Oh yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah.
And like 10 minutes extra time on each half. You fuck. You will watch every second of it.
And Patrick is in midfield, and whenever somebody dares to step across the line, he's just going to bam.
Yeah, I'm going to clatter them.
Yes. Two-footed studs up. Whack.
Yes. knee high, sideways.
And then he puts up his collar like...
Oh, yeah, like Cantona. Yes.
Cantona.
Kung Fu kick some asshole in the stands, like just like Cantona. And then get a nine-month suspension.
If they should get past Patrick, we still have Joel in the back.
Oh, watch out. Watch out.
Okay, where were we?
Oh, my God.
We Google it. Off beast.
Google. I mean, okay, so if we can have 10 seconds of discipline, the next item on the document is MV, that's a member Verein.
Mitgliederversammlung.
Mitglieder. Oh, Jesus, yeah, sorry, I mixed two languages there. Members meeting assembly.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Oof. I only wanted, there were no elections or anything, so I only wanted to go because it was the first members' meeting after Kai's death. Mm. And it was quite a feat for me to accomplish that because my wife had this summer fest. What do you call that? In German, it's a Sommerfest. No, no, no,
did
no.
Did they kill anyone there?
Oh, no.
Like in the movie?
that's Simon.
Yeah, true.
What? No, no, no. But in German, you say Sommerfest if you have a party in the summer. And most companies, if they do something, they have a Sommerfest where usually they invite you and all your all the workers and all their families, and then give them some good food for a few seconds. They forget that they are all being crushed by capitalism. Sorry.
Nice. That took a turn, but I approve. I love it.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, don't be. No, I hope that's the next sober. Clip. It has to be the next clip.
I'm pretty radicalized. Awesome. No, I'm really radicalized right now. So they had the Sommerfest, and they my wife works for Landstreicher Booking and Landstreicher Kulturproduktion, which is basically it's hobo. Landstreicher means hobo.
Okay.
So they're called hobo, and and they have offices in Berlin, in Leipzig, and in Dresden. So this year they picked and now Simon's gonna have a field day, Naturcamping.
Oh.
And we all arrived on Friday. We stayed there for one night, two nights, and we had just hung out. The bosses are all pretty.
Well, that's what nature camping's all about, isn't it? Yeah, and hanging out.
To clarify,
please do,
and to not get the R rating, it's called Natur Camping because it's. Unlike other camping grounds, it's really in the nature. When you drive there, it's a bit, you drive through this little road, and on both sides you have lakes. And then we had bungalows because I hate camping because I have a history of camping as a child. And we had a bungalow. It was really, really cool and small and great and very well structured, and was all the ground opened like a year ago, so everything was new. And I would have to take 20 steps to fall into the water. And there were lots of stuff for kids, and there was a water slide. I had so much fun. And the funny thing is they had to buy all this.
You get that the water slide was for children, don't you, Jan?
No.
Did you fit in it?
This one was not for children.
Not quite.
It was like 3 meters up in the air. Yeah. Anyways, and
did it have little giraffes on either side of the top of the slide?
Good one. No, and they all the food was paid for. So, and they had to get vegan food because the guy was near Dresden. So the guy was a Dynamo fan. Actually, they had Wi-Fi, and the Wi-Fi password was 1953. Which is the founding year of Dynamo Dresden.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I talked to the guy who owns it, and we talked about the Pokal match. Remember back in 2020? When Hertha beat them on penalties? Yeah. It was nice. And then the funny thing is the last guy, he said, right after I said, hey, but you had the greatest president, was such a cool guy. I'm so sorry he's dead. I'm like, oh, okay. That took a turn.
Yeah, you expected to hate the guy, and it turns out.
No, I don't hate people unless they're from. Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah, but that team, that club has a pretty bad reputation, right? Or am I misremembering?
The fans, they had this banner, Krieg dem DFB. Like.
Okay.
War.
A war against the DFB, much. Okay.
And they're pretty. Germany would say martial.
Not militarized, but like
militant.
In German, you say martialisch, which is the word for whatever. Join me for my linguistics podcast.
It's not a good look. Like, you know, when you start, you know, playing soldier.
Yeah. That's, like Rheinmetall?
Not ideal, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was okay. Anyway, the problem was that the members meeting started on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And we were in Leipzig, in Dresden. We were about 2 hours drive away. And when I told my wife that we have to leave at 9 a.m., she was not exactly thrilled. But since Allison woke up at 6 a.m., it was okay. And then we just, the funny thing is they had a party the night before. And the only people who were there when we were having breakfast were the people with kids. And everybody else was still
sleeping it off.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus. Yeah, they were. I mean, they all work in the concert business, so they're all pretty. Yeah, but it was really nice. People had lots of fun. I think we're going to go back there in July for a few days. Just the thing is that you say that it's in the valley of... it's called, in German you say Tal der Ahnungslosen, the valley of people without a clue.
Of the clueless? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, the valley of the clueless.
Because during GDR times, they didn't have TV reception for some reason. And I couldn't get cell phone reception. And they had a Wi-Fi. It was so bad when I was trying to watch relegation. I only saw some... I couldn't even read the score.
Okay.
It was nice. Nice. So I drove fast, but I never go over the speed limit. And I just basically, I drove into Berlin. I went down, went off the Autobahn, and I stopped in front of our house. They both got out, and I threw all the stuff in the car. I threw it in front of our door, and then I sped back, and then I got to the City Cube. And my wife told me to use the parking there, and I paid $15 for parking, which hurt, but I got there just in time because I wanted to be there. Usually when you start off the meeting, you have that's the guy who always does it. He's kind of a celebrity himself now because he's so funny. He's a lawyer, and his name is Dr. Lentfer, and some people call himself Dr. Lentfer Ultras because he's very, he's a lawyer. He's very always in a suit and very... his demeanor is always very honorable. And then at some points he puts in these little, very dry jokes. Yeah, we can talk about Dr. Lentfer some other time. But so usually he says hello, and then they show you what's on the agenda, and then everybody has to approve the agenda. And then they do the Totenehrung, which is that all they play Nur nach Hause, or I Am Sailing as a violin version. And then they show you all the names of the Hertha members who have died. And I knew it was going to be at 11 and 10, and I got there at 11 and 12. And so, but nobody saved me a seat. So I was all the way in the back, and I was standing there all by myself. And of course, Kai's name was there. But then after that was done, Fabian Drescher gave a speech about Kai, and I was bawling my eyes out. It was really...
It's very moving, that bit, when they sort of show the pictures of the Hertana that have passed.
Yeah.
Were there many of them?
There's always, like, I think 50 people or something like that, because it's only 6 months between the meetings, so it's not that long.
Okay.
But I didn't pay attention this time. But usually I stand there and you see the name and the age, and it's like, oh shit, he was so young. Oh, he was so young. And so Fabian Drescher, who is now the acting president or the interim president until the next election in November, he gave a speech and was, I think everybody was crying at some point. And then afterwards they gave the Hertana des Jahres. It's the which I also got once. It's so embarrassing. I'm really embarrassed about having that thing. But they gave it to Kai.
Okay.
And then his wife and his mother came on stage. Ugh. Oof.
Why?
It was tough.
And so how come you got it 1 year? Now you gotta spill the beans. You cannot leave us hanging like this.
Usually it's only one person who gets it, but 1 year they gave it to everybody who participated in the project aus der eigenen Geschichte lernen, learning from one's own history, which is paid for by the DFB Foundation or the DFL Foundation, and somebody else, I don't know. And they give you know what fan projects are?
Yeah.
So in the 80s, or when there was all this violence and all the hooliganism going on, at some point somebody said, hey, maybe we should use some social workers to combat that, which is the fan project.
Ah, okay.
I think Simon has been there. Simon, you've been to the fan project, right?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. So it's basically just a house with a couple of social workers, and you can do all kinds of stuff there. And they have... once a year, I think there used to be people were going on a trip to Auschwitz. Oh, I don't know, there was Hertha fan.
Yeah, that rings a bell. There being a trip to Auschwitz.
I think it used to be Hertha fans and KSC fans together, because you were asking about KSC and the difference in the games. Yeah. And one of them, there was one, it was also Eine Geschichte lernen, and they picked one Jewish member of the club, and they picked Hertha's doctor, who was really, really, I think he was one of the first people who invented sports medicine, like giving players only certain foods before the match and stuff like that. And of course, he died in Auschwitz, and I think his Stolperstein, you know, this stumbling stone, is Simon. Do you know where it is?
It's down
Schöneberg, Charlottenburg, on the corner. Isn't it that far? Not that far from your house, is it?
Yeah, it's down Gunzelstrasse somewhere,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been there. I've found it before, and. Some of you guys, the people from AK Jugend have been there to clean it up and things.
Yeah. Yeah, no, usually it's, I think it's especially Knut from Aktion Hertha Kneipe and from Blau-Weiße Stadion. He, for years, I think it started way before AKJ even was around. It's
I'm sure.
He's gathered people there. And last year, Tom Herrich was there as well. The CEO came there.
Oh, right.
Yep. I think he has lots of Jewish friends. Last summer I went there's one place in Moabit. It's one of the train stations where they deported all the people from. And it's this very, very tiny little thing, and it's a bit horrible because right next to it is only there's a Lidl and a Bauhaus or something like that. So it's just shops and a big street, so it's not really, but it's an old station. And I went there, and he was there, and we talked about it, and he said he has lots of Jewish friends, and he's always around for these things. And I don't know why we all met there, all Hertha fans, and then we had like a minute of silence and took some pictures with some Hertha flags and remembered.
There's a big memorial thing at Grunewald S-Bahn station.
Yeah, yeah.
On platform 17. And that's, if any listeners, you know, visit Berlin and you would like to sit back and, you know, remember, that's quite a shocking but moving memorial there. It's well worth having a look at.
I've been there. I was trying to remember where it was exactly, and that's it. Yes.
Yeah. We've got the old railway lines and things, and they've carved into it for each day the number of people that were deported from Berlin to which camp. There's a load that went to Theresienstadt and sort of latterly Auschwitz. But they went to Riga, and sickening at times, the numbers that went on, you know, any one day.
Also, there's one at Priesterweg, there's some kind of memorial. At the northern, I haven't been, but it's on the northern end of the train station. There's, it's also on the north and south tunnel that goes from basically Rostock all the way down to, you know, where the S1 and S2 go. That's the north and south tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's also one of the places where they deported people from. And if you go to the Bavarian Quarter, this Bayerisches Viertel, which is also where the Stolperstein is. Mm-hmm. The Bavarian Quarter was like the biggest center of Jews in Berlin. So there's lots of Stolpersteine. I think you can go online and there's to the Stolpersteine page, and they have like an interactive map, and you could like for I think in my district there's like 2 Stolpersteine, and there's lots more. And there's at Bayerischer Platz there's a cafe, and there's also some sort of association there. And they give talks and they give walks, and there's also computers, and you can look at all the history of Jewish life in Berlin. Anyways, we were talking about why I became Herr Tanner of the Year. The funny thing is nobody had a picture of the Hertha doctor, and they found one just shortly before the thing ended. So they made a book about it. There's a nice book you could use to. I think I have it at home, and you could buy it at the Hertha shop. It was really good. So the next year we did the same thing, but we, of course, picked somebody else, and we picked somebody nobody knew anything about, who we couldn't find out much about him. But I think we found a picture of him, and where he used to live. So it wasn't that spectacular, but we still did the thing. I think I spent 2 days at the Landesarchiv in the archives looking for, and then we found the picture. So we had a picture of him, but we couldn't find out anything. It wasn't as interesting as, of course, the team doctor who helped them win 2 championships in a row. And then there was a members meeting. I didn't go, and somebody texted me, "Come, you have to be on stage." I said, "What? You have to be on stage." So they decided to give the Herr Tanner des Jahres to everybody who participated in the, or everybody who participated in the thing and did enough work. I know of some people who didn't get it because it was basically a weekend. We went to Sachsenhausen over the weekend, walked across the camp once and twice. Oh, and it was the first time I ever went to a concentration camp, because you always do a school trip to go there, but I was sick when we did that, so I had never been inside a real concentration camp before, apart from, of course, all the stuff you can see in Berlin, the topography of terror and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I won, and I wasn't there, so I didn't go on stage, but Sabine was so nice to take it to her house, and then I picked it up, and I think I put it on the she was like 3 train stations away from me, so I put it on the bench in the U-Bahn and took a picture. It's really funny. And I have a little Hertha corner in our dining room, and there's the thing as well. What were we talking about?
Mitgliederverein?
Mit der Versammlung. Versammlung.
Oh, members, yeah, members, yeah, yeah, yeah. Verein is a club. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so okay. They made Kai Herr Tanner des Jahres and his wife, the latest episode of the documentary was the first one after Kai, was the one that they did where the documentary came to Kai. And I said, okay, I'm going to watch it. I took some some tissues with me because I knew I was going to cry. And then the whole thing starts. It says episode 8, and then the first thing you see is his wife sitting in front of the camera talking to the Hertha fans. I turned it right off again, and everybody I talked said, this one wasn't shown at the cinema because of they thought it was too sad, which is okay. Yeah, of course, we're not going to show an episode at the cinema where the president dies. But there were some people who met at a bar, it's called, I forgot the name of the bar, and I said, I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to cry all day. Yeah. So some people met at Frankie's. Frankie's. Frankie's is a bar, Hertha Kneipe in, I think it's Wilmersdorf, but it's really close to Steglitz. It's near Friedrich Wilhelm Platz. And yeah. So they watched documentary there. And I think there's only one more episode coming out. And I have some really good news I haven't told you guys. Because I was thinking about the problem with the subtitles in the documentary, mm-hmm. and they're not that good, are they? You tried it?
I watched episode 6. I mentioned it in the last episode. Yeah. I haven't watched number 7 yet, but I mean, they did the job, but you got the gist of it, but it's not ideal, of course.
They're automatically generated, and yes. I was
and
trying
Alter,
to
they spell it
H-E-R-T-E-R
or something.
Oh yeah, something like that. And yeah. I think I talked to somebody from Hertha TV at one of the games. He said, "Yeah, just send us an email." And when I was getting ready to leave the meeting, I just wanted to say hi to Vanessa, who works for Hertha. She does Lotte, and she also does all the social media for the women's team. And while I was passing her or walking over to her, there was a guy who was talking to Kreisel, the capo, and the guy was wearing a T-shirt from a coffee roastery in Munich. I know. And it was only the sign. There was no name, no nothing. I said, "Man versus Machine?" And he looked at me. And turns out he's from Munich. He is the team lead for Hertha TV. And the guys who started this roastery in Munich he went to school with them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we were instantly hit it off. And then when I said that, yeah, we have... I've been thinking about how we could make it more accessible and maybe do the... He started beaming and he said, "Yeah, give me your number." And then he texted me on Monday and we're going to have a meeting next week. And I hope that we can work something out. And then maybe everybody who speaks English can at some point look at the entirety of the documentary, because it's really good, and have proper and nice subtitles.
If you have the time, the proper timestamps... and like, you know, if it's like 60 minutes and you have maybe like, I don't know, 10 good people, you give them 6-minute segments and you're already a good part of the way there.
The biggest thing would be to just make sure that the German ones are correct. And then I would just copy everything out. You can keep the timestamps from the old ones because they're going to be the same. And then I would just, I just put the whole thing through DeepL, and then you're 80% of the way there. And
then fix it.
And you just fix it.
Post-edit, yes. Yeah, that could be a solution.
But you have to promise you're going to watch every episode then.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I hope they do another one next season. Because how cool would it be when it ends with them getting promoted? Anyways,
well, I mean, it depends. Like, I don't know if they probably can look at the numbers from YouTube or something. If it's too costly for them and it's not worth the hassle,
I'm doing
maybe
it.
Maybe they won't do it.
I'm doing it.
No, but I mean, like filming the, you know, filming it, the documentary itself.
But it's all in-house. They're using people they already have. That's why it's so cool.
Okay, so if there are no added costs,
yeah,
then why not?
I'll ask. Okay, back to the members' meeting. So then Fabian Drescher gave a longer speech and tried to explain the Berlin Way. But we can do that at some other point because blah, 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 it's already late. It was nice. But I have to say, somebody was doing a really, really good live ticker in Element. So I didn't have to listen to everything because, you know, all these meetings, there's always a couple of people. Oh, it's... Oh.
Yeah.
can talk about some... You know. It's... Yeah. No, there's some things that always happen and everybody goes who knows that it's, whenever you see somebody, somebody's going to ask, "Hey, what about helmets?" Because somebody always asks about the... Helm Aufbewahrung at the Olympiastadion before games, like motorcycle helmets, because you can't take them and they have to be at some, I don't know, it's a whole thing.
Oh,
and okay. then somebody asks about the special bus to Spandau, what happened, because I think there used to be a special bus on match days that went from the Olympiastadion to Spandau and now it's not there anymore and people are sad about it. I have no clue. It's a whole thing.
Like why don't they take the U7 and then they can switch at Jungfernheide maybe? But
it goes to Spandau, but just get on the S-Bahn. I mean, going up towards Spandau from the Olympiastadion's it's a piece of cake. It's going into the city where it's a bit more complicated.
Okay. Oh, yeah, S-Bahn. Yeah, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Simon went pub crawling in Spandau.
No, I only got to one pub. I didn't leave that one, but it was
not
very nice.
Not much of a crawl.
No.
You crawled, leaving that pub, and that's it. That's the only crawling
but
you
most
did.
Of the time leaning against the bar, really. some very friendly locals there. Very, very good.
Local Spandauers.
Indeed.
Yeah, so members meeting, I didn't listen to everything. I used the time to talk to people. I had some really, really great talks. And nothing really big happened. The only thing what was the one thing they did? Yeah.
Did they mention the 666 financial situation at all?
They said
777.
They just said that... They
There's no way you did not do that on purpose. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
About the 888 situation, they just said, it's also funny, they said, we only know what's in the papers.
Well, that's worrying.
Yeah, but I mean, Standard Liège are wholly owned by them, and they couldn't get anybody from 777 on the phone. Banana Republic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur!
on I think it was Twitter, I think it was anyway, where the Hertha Inters, somebody from Hertha Inters sort of posted this thing that was allegedly from eBay, where it had all the clubs and things for sale, which was quite funny. I shamelessly stole it and sent it to you guys, but I thought it was quite amusing. Yeah,
the descriptions were a nice touch.
I didn't see them yet. Maybe we can link.
Hertha are up the top with 100 million it was. So if you got a spare 100 million, you could buy Hertha apparently on eBay. No.
I think they paid less than that for Hertha.
I'm sure.
But I mean, this could be a cool thing. They also said that if something happens, they're going to lose the club. Hertha has the first right of refusal. Oh no, they can first buy back the shares themselves. And I think they can veto a buyer at some point. That's what they said. Nobody knows. And but the coolest thing would be if somehow we could get those shares back and then go back.
That's
to
not
going to
happen.
Let me dream, Simon. I don't want your UK negativity.
Pessimism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh man, yeah. So that was that, and then the usual shit starts. You know, the people can ask questions, and I just left and had some. Oh, the food was good. The food was good. It used to be that the Kegel Abteilung, not bowling, but Kegeln, is also a smaller ball and
Skittles. I think it is probably the closest thing to it. It's very similar to Skittles in England.
Yeah, and that division of Hertha would always do the thing, but now for money purposes, they don't do that anymore. And the people were upset because there's a beer garden called Berlo at Gleis Dreieck Park, and they also bought an old pub in near Kudamm. And the guy is a Hertha fan, and he happens to be my neighbor from when I was a kid, accidentally. And he stepped in, and he said, I'm going to do the catering. And they had, of course, beers and different kind of foods. He promised me some food. I didn't get any food. I gave him my last cash because he wanted to extend his the FKO membership. That's the Förderkreis Ostkurve, the over-organization of all the ultras and aktive Fanszene, the active fans. It's $20 a season and $20 more if you're also a member of Fanhilfe, which is basically just lawyers helping football fans who get in trouble with the police, which happens all the time, even to people who don't do anything, because the police are not as nice as people think. I'm usually I have a membership
noted.
Of both. Yeah, maybe we can talk about FKO at some other point when some time.
What's that new tattoo that you're brandishing there? Does it say, was it ACAB?
Yeah, ACAB, right?
Oh, right. Okay.
And right next to it, there is 1312, I can see. There you go.
Ah, my birthday. No, I was... on Wednesday, I went to Kreuzberg, and there was...
That's ACAB in numbers for those who didn't get it.
No, it's the 13th of December. What are you talking about?
ACAB, A...
I know.
One?
I know.
I don't know, but just making sure that, you know, let's be clear that everybody knows what's what. So, okay, please continue.
There was a reading. You know Obernhafen in Kreuzberg? You've been the Admiralbrücke, the Channel, or the Swans.
Well, yeah, I know the area, but
anyway,
what about it?
Yeah, there was a reading by... a woman who writes about equal care. So, yeah.
Okay.
So I wanted to go there because I have the book at home. It's
random.
Somewhere here. It's not random. It's important. So I went there and they offered that you could attend the reading and they would take care of your child. But my child was not taken care of. So everybody was sitting on the lawn in a circle, listening to the reading and the discussion, and I was just running around playing hide and seek with my daughter. And anyways, one of the things they had, they would give you like these glitter tattoos. See here, where you have a stencil. They put it on your skin, and then they some kind of glue, and then they put the glitter on it. And there were also letters, and I was like, okay, that's strange. Letter A, letter B, and letter C have been used. It's like, did you make an ACAB? So like, yes, we did. So they made an ACAB glitter tattoo.
Nice.
Yeah, police. So we said at the members meeting, we're not getting anywhere today. Good thing it's only one game we had to talk about.
Well, yeah, but there are four items left on the Google Doc, and we are 1 hour, 5 minutes in.
Okay, just one thing. They talked about the Berlin Way. Fabian Drescher said he would run for president. And they talked about how much money Hertha has, how much they have reduced the deficit. And there's going to be a new election in November, and it's going to be really, really important for the future of our club and the Berlin Way, which is the only way to go. Now
there's
you guys
another
talk.
Election going on in November that could be pretty important, but let's not go there.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, well, next on the duck.
Luckily,
come on.
One contender is going to prison, so it's okay.
Well,
he's
gonna get a slap on the wrist.
But it's so funny, you can't vote if you're a felon, but you can become president when you're a felon.
I saw multiple posts and things about you can, I think you can't be in the armed forces or something if you're a felon, and yet apparently you could be commander in chief. So, you know, how does that make any sense?
And it's hard to find a job as a felon, anyways. Next.
Bobic.
Next.
Okay. Pal gone.
Yep.
Yep. He's gone.
Okay.
What do you think about... What do you
license.
Think? Okay. Bobic won a case. They can still appeal. But it would mean that we would have to pay him 3.5 million euros. At some point in my life, I want to get to a point where I can just do absolute shit, perform like like a dumbbell, and then get paid millions for that.
Oh, well, I mean, at least they sold Serdar to Verona, so now they can pay Bobic and tell him to jump into the Spree and never come out. Yeah,
that's the best thing to happen with Serdar and all the time he was with Hertha. And it didn't look good in the first part of the season. And Hellas Verona, I think they almost they were in the relegation battle. And In the beginning, he didn't play much, but he seems to have played. And I mean, 4.5 million, of course, we paid 8 for him, but it's better than, I mean, we let, what's the Polish guy? Piontek go for 0, and we let
Tuzar for peanuts.
1.2 million.
Yeah, so, you know, not too bad, all things considered.
Yeah, and the idea
of, in a loss-making way, it's not too bad.
Yeah, and the word on the street is that they might had to somehow, there was some something they had to do to get the license, and they were hoping that they could generate the money they needed for that with all the players on loan who played for Hibs.
Maulida,
no. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he already said goodbye to them on Instagram, so we'll see what happens. And who else is on loan? Oh, yeah. The guy who couldn't play because he was psychologically not ready to play. But the problem is,
all of them?
No. No, but he said that. He said he couldn't.
That's the next clip right there.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I like that one.
It's a bit too short for real though. What's his name? He came from Young Boys Bern. He scored 2 goals in the entire season, and then he said he can't play for Hertha because he doesn't feel well mentally. And then they shipped him off to Standard Liège, where he played well, but Standard Liège is kaput now, I think. I'm not sure about what's happening, but they're really in trouble. Yeah. Konga.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I think we paid 5. How much money Bobic paid for players who scored 2 goals is just... Oh, he's rumored to go to Wolfsburg. Which could be cool, because maybe then he would... Oh, whatever. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to see him ever again. I hate him.
Yeah, let's wait until, you know, next season.
Yeah.
See what happens.
See what's what.
Yep. Okay, so yeah, Palgon. Okay, so he won't be coach of the first unit, but he is still under contract with the club, I think, right?
He has always had a lifelong contract with Hertha BSC.
Okay.
And by his own wish, he would only sign 1-year contracts as the head coach of the first team. And yeah, and I think after the first time being a coach, Preet said, I don't want you anymore. Then he went back to academy. And Benny Weber said that they talked, and he said he wants to go on vacation first. Of course, Balaton slaughter a pig, what he always does, red wine, ha 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 ha. And then when he comes back, they will talk about how he's going to help Hertha.
Okay.
And they said that they already made that arrangement before the season started. So it was always, this is going to stay around. And that's it.
Okay.
Are you happy about Pa leaving?
I mean, I think it was time.
Yeah.
And I mean, I love the guy, but I think it might be beneficial to everyone involved. And I mean, let's bring someone with a fresh, fresh pair of eyes and see how things go.
We might be able to pick up a bit of sort of new impetus somehow or other.
Yeah.
I mean, it was okay, but sometimes you need a change. But you'll have to reserve judgment until we know who comes in and how badly they're going to cock it up.
That's the Hertha way. That is Berlinovic right there. How can we fuck that up?
How do you fuck that up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, 50 defense was worse. It was just...
It was shambolic at times, yeah, for sure.
Not at times, but we have 57 goals against,
yeah,
and we only have a goal difference of plus 10. And we're the second best offense in the league.
Second best. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
By goals. And we finished ninth in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
telling, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm happy. And I'm still rooting for Oliver Reis, who's the under 19th coach, and they call him the Pep of Hertha's Academy.
Oh, that's
no pressure then, hey?
Yeah, that's big shoes to fill. I don't think that's a good idea to throw that name around like this.
But if you go back to 2015, Dade had only coached the under 15th, and then he did an interim job at the national team of Hungary.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, but let's. I'm going to quote Harvey Keitel in Pulp Fiction. Let's not suck each other's dick just yet. Just wait and, you know, wait until there are results.
Oh, I have to rewatch that movie.
It's such an absolute classic. Stone cold classic, that movie. I mean, yeah, if the guy turns out, if whoever gets there turns out to be awesome, well, okay. But, you know, let's pump the brakes a little bit.
I mean, I don't think that things would have improved with him around, because the defense was shit. And all he said was, yeah, we do all these individual mistakes. I can coach that. Yeah, great.
Yes, you can.
I mean, you better start doing it.
Yeah, but like if the players can't or won't execute, well, okay, some of that is on the coach, but maybe some players don't fit the system, or maybe it was their way of saying, get me out of here. I'm going to play so badly that you won't have any choice but to sell me to whoever. I don't know.
I think we can talk about that in depth when we talk about the season, but you had a problem with the defense midfield, and that was what fucked everything up. And watching the under 19th who play the system that I think the whole academy plays 4-3-3, and there was no problem in that area. So
okay.
That's why I was so happy. Hertha base always, they have like a generator where you can enter your how do you feel about Hertha right now between 1 and 10. And after
do they have negatives?
No.
-5?
No.
Shit. Okay. You need to tweak that.
No.
Need to work on that.
And I was listening to Hertha base on Tuesday after this match, and they were like, oh, you know, I'm at 2. And I was like, oh, I'm at 7. Because I saw all these cool plays, and they, oh, it was such a good game. Ah, yeah.
You're like basking in the afterglow.
Yeah.
But you mentioned something about the question. That reminds me, we got questions. Woo! From
one.
Listeners.
One okay. question.
Oh, okay.
One listener.
I was trying to be optimistic, but okay, we got one. That's good enough.
That's the listener.
Yes. So we can give that a shot if you want.
Okay. Can you give me a few minutes and do the other stuff first? Because I really
you're not Googling it, are you, Jan?
No, I'm going to an app. I'm not Googling. It's hard to Google. What's the other topics we had?
License, 777.
Well,
that's it.
We should talk about those.
Oh, no,
they,
no. Yeah. Did we have?
Shula.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Shula.
I cannot find it.
No, not Duda.
Oh, sorry. I used to do that all the time, which was really annoying, but there you go.
Yeah,
Schuller from Magdeburg. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so yeah, on a free?
Free transfer, striker. I don't know.
Free is good. Big.
Something like,
free is good, but we're going to find a way to fuck it up.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's the Hertha way.
No, it's the Hertha way.
You guys need to get with the program.
We are.
No, you're not.
That's why we said what we said.
No, you're old Hertha. You're old Hertha. I'm the new Hertha. I want the new Hertha.
I mean, the old Hertha who qualified for the Champions League like in 2009 or something, or 2010.
And No.
It was Europa. Europa League.
Europa, yes, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, sorry.
Champions League,
yes.
Champions League was 1998, 99.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't following the club back then.
No, it's really bad. But, a friend of mine, because Hertha was always in the second division, and then my friend said, hey, Hertha, they're now in the Bundesliga. Do you want to come with us? I said, oh, no, I don't want to. I'd rather watch basketball.
Ouch.
Oh. Wait, I mean, maybe it's better for my health because all the years I missed of Hertha.
Maybe. So, yeah. Okay, Schuler from Magdeburg. Which position? He's a striker, right?
Striker. And yes. as I said in the, we were talking before the episode, he fucked us up good.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say that.
Because he liked to, give more info to the listener. Maybe he set up the play for both of their goals against us, right?
I mean, he's not as big as Tabakovic, and he does these deep runs, and also I think Magdeburg do lots of switching, and mm-hmm. one player goes in. It's more of a, I mean, I like the way they play, but they defend horribly. Say they almost got relegated. But
he's gonna be just at home then. He's gonna feel just yes. gonna be He'll just like home.
Just slide in
exactly, exactly.
But I remember that at least from the when we played them at home, he somehow got in there and made everybody miss, and then he set up the goal.
Okay.
And then in the first leg, the away match, you had this freak game where it ended up 6-4. Hertha was ahead four times and lost.
That's the Hertha way. But how come we got him on the free?
His contract was ending.
Okay. Simple as that. Okay, and he wanted to come. Jesus. Okay. Wow. So what's wrong with him?
I don't know.
Okay, I mean, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, you know, he's going to turn out to be like, you know, I don't know, into human trafficking or a massive coke fiend.
Well, it's comparatively close. I don't know where he's actually living. Perhaps he actually lives in Berlin for all we know, in which case that's might be okay.
He's going to slide right in, into the local drug market.
little side note. I know
you. Human trafficking market.
Oh yes.
Yes, please.
I know you hate transfer rumors and stuff like that.
Oh, do I ever?
Yeah. And last summer, everybody was talking about Diego Demme coming to Hertha.
Yes.
And now somebody—it was so funny. Somebody said Diego Demme is going to come to join Hertha. Why? Because his wife now follows Hertha on Instagram.
I remember that. I heard something about that. Yeah.
And then
Jesus.
And then people. People saw his stories were in Berlin, but he has a restaurant here, so he was here. But it's a rumor that he's going to come, but he hasn't played in 2 years. I mean, he has played, but he hasn't played much. But it would be a free transfer. I don't even know. He's in Italy now, right? And he used to play for Leipzig? I don't know.
Yes, I think that's correct.
If he comes, but like, you know. Comes. If he doesn't come, he doesn't come. Right?
My drop.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's what I'm saying, and that's the end of it.
I'm looking at the attendances. It's not that easy because it's really all over the place.
Well, yeah, because the attendance. Okay, so the question was because we don't know what the
like, are we the done with the list? Are we done with the list?
Yes.
Yes, or no?
I think we are. No, we are.
Cool. Yeah. So the question. Can you read the question?
Yes. I was interested. Okay, so that's Steve Pez Perry at J. Pez Steve. No, yeah, Pez. Fuck's Steve. Sake.
I think his name is Steve.
Yeah, Pez Steve. Okay, yeah, sorry. Okay, the font was tiny. I was interested to see what sort of attendance figures the women's team are getting, but cannot seem to find any info. If you could shed any light. That's it. So thank you for the question, Steve.
First of all, there is an app. It's called Fußball.de. I'm not sure if it works outside of Germany, but if you download that and you register, you can look at almost any team. But if it's teenagers' teams, you have to, I mean, yeah, but I think here, I can look at mine. I have like maybe 10 Hertha teams in there, all the different.
Mm.
Yeah. And if you go, okay, if you go to Hertha and you have the futsal, over 50, over 40 and stuff like that. And
over 50?
Yeah. I think there's even, hang on. Let me Google Hertha, right, real
quick. That's the youngsters.
Over 50 IQ, and they can tie their own shoes. You're qualified.
No. That's overqualified. If they can do that, you know.
The way they played last season, you could see that, okay, that guy didn't pass the test.
I'm going to read you all the teams, yeah? There's indoor, Hertha BSC women, Hertha BSC B juniors, then you have the E juniors, which would be first grade, BSC 2D juniors, D juniors, C juniors, C juniors, always two teams, BC goes all the way up. And if you start out in E, I think I was E in grade school. And then it goes back, and then R unit would be under 18 or under 19. And then you have third women's first team, second team, third team, then you have children's football, then you have all the youth teams with the men's again, and then you have Hertha 4, Hertha 3, Hertha 2, Hertha 1, and then you have over 32, over 40.
Do they have figures for the attendance for all of these things then, do they? Or
let me check. I'll go to
going back to the question.
Yeah, but
yeah,
he was
please.
But he was asking about the women's. Let me have a look. Oh, not available.
Well, that's it.
So the answer's no, is that right?
I mean, but who's going to watch the over 60s? Yeah, no, they don't keep that. But it's really, it's like six old men, 10 old men running around a football field. No.
Yeah, they're going to break their hips, you know, jumping the fence. If the turnstile is locked, you're fucked. You cannot even make it to the pitch. What?
Okay. The attendance for the women's games is, and not as linear as it is with the men's team, because they play at different venues. They played. Okay. Hertha took over the women's division of Hertha Zehlendorf, which is in Zehlendorf at the Ernst Reiter Sportfeld, which is in the former American sector. So it's already close to where the, you know, the Ford Plaza, where the Raisin Bomber is and all that stuff. And the old PX used to be.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes. Yeah, Allied Museum. That's a good spot if you can. I mean, for those who haven't visited, it's really good. It's nice.
Hey. And maybe we should just start like a list on Google
a
Maps.
War podcast?
No.
Okay.
No, a list on Google Maps with all the places we mentioned.
Oh, Jesus.
Because we mentioned shitloads today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's turning into like a travel podcast almost, yes. A Berlin podcast.
Isn't yours a travel podcast?
Not sometimes, but it's mostly TV and movie podcast.
Oh, I didn't know.
Sometimes
it's a bit like questions. This podcast, really. Sometimes it's about Hertha.
Yeah, yeah.
Not very often, but sometimes.
Anyways, so they played some matches at Hertha Zehlendorf, which is a really not a big stadium. It's really small, and then they played different matches at different pitches at the Olympia Park. Yeah, so
the numbers are comparatively small, though, aren't they, really?
Yeah,
the one that I went to, it there were people there and people were trying to whip up the atmosphere, but there weren't very many there.
Hang on, the first home match they played against Köpenick, sorry, I almost said the bad word. And that's not bad. The first match was at the Amateurstadion with 1,511.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, they scored in the second minute, 1-0. and then conceded 6 in a row. Which, oh yeah, I mean, last season the Hertha Zehlendorf team almost got relegated, and this season they're in the middle to upper middle of this of the table, so it's good, and they're all really young. Then I'll just look at some games I attended. So being a Potsdam, that's the one you attended, Simon, that had 252. Then I'll look at the match that I attended in Zehlendorf, because it's way smaller and maybe people just don't want to go there. I don't know. Hang on. That was, who were they playing? Leipzig or Dresden? Hang on. Maybe do you have some easy listening music while I'm searching?
Rocking out.
I got it.
Yay. Okay.
What was that?
Oh, that's the intro and outro, like, you know, elevator music by default on Zencastr while you're waiting for whatever.
Cool.
Oh.
I didn't come up with it. It was there already.
I
would prefer something like,
fuck's sake, man, you're amateur. Yeah.
That's my kind of music.
I have to say that I once helped the stadium announcer, and so I know that most of these numbers have to be taken with a grain of salt, because once I was there, how many people are here? Oh, let's just count one row and then we...
Yeah.
Whoop. Sorry. Jesus. Okay. Nice. No, I was trying to adjust the volume, but okay, continue. Jesus, okay.
Yeah. And it could have been more if the men's team hadn't played somewhere else. Maybe everybody would have come. And they played at Leipzig, 99 spectators. Yeah, nobody watches Leipzig. And I know that some of the people following Hertha have done away trips together.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So you can always follow West End Girls on Instagram and catch some of the stuff they do. Of course, it's a German podcast, but maybe you can... Pictures don't need words. And then... Oh, yeah, I went to the Victoria game. Victoria was 1,000 people. But they had a party there and some job events. So everybody was there. It was...
Come watch some football. Yeah, exactly.
And
they grab people off the street.
Yeah.
Watch this game now. Sit your ass down. Watch this.
Oh, and the Türkiyespor game I talked about was 444 people. Yeah. So between 300 to 500. What was the first thing I said? The first thing was 1,000.
1,500.
Right? Yeah, that's a lot.
If you take out the Copenhagen games, then the figures are sort of more sort of stable. I mean, those are exceptional, aren't they? Really, I think the lowest one that you mentioned. Oh, no, it was
99.
Yeah, it was the away one, wasn't it?
It was in Leipzig, and was the Leipzig second team.
Mm.
Yeah, but I mean, still good.
I think we should have a round of applause from the sandbox at this point, because we've actually answered a question. That never happens. Ever.
Do I have...
Yeah, you have applause.
We must have.
No.
Oh, that's close.
No, that's not applause. No, I don't have applause.
We never usually get applause, so that's why you haven't got it to hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Clap your hands.
You probably deleted it. Oh, I'll never use that.
Oh yeah, I can replace it with booze. You know, I'm never gonna need it. So yeah, there you go.
Great.
Right.
Yeah. So thank you for your question.
Tomorrow is the last home game.
Okay.
Against Berolina Mitte, who are already dead last, and I hope it's gonna be good. It's in Zehlendorf. And if I'm really, really, really good, I'm gonna bike there.
Ooh. Like, ooh. Oh shit. Oh, things are getting serious now. Jesus.
No, okay. There's Stadtradeln right now, city cycling. It's an event for 20 days in different German cities. Oh. And okay. You can, of course, we have a team there, and we have, it's the first time I'm participating, but they've beaten Union in all the years before. And so today after I did all the stuff with my car and blah 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 and dropping shit off at the BS at the trash thingy thing. Sorry, I fixed up my bike, and because Ines was already badgering me, hey, you haven't ridden your bike yet. It's not really good for the other people. There's no motivation if there's 20 people who haven't ridden the bike. Say, hey, it's the second day. Give me a break. And then I had to get milk, so I rode my bike to the milk to the store. On the way back, I took a detour, and then I already have 4 kilometers under my. It's the first time I've ridden a bike since, I don't know, 2020.
Okay.
So fat.
No more information, please. No, no.
What else can we say? You know,
you should have seen me.
I do have a soundbite for that.
Okay.
That's it. That really sounds like Simon.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Say it.
Say what?
Okay.
I'm going to cut that out.
Okay.
Okay.
Good plan.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So... Okay.
Okay, I'm done now.
What were we talking about?
The biking.
I was talking about the women's team.
Yes, before that. Yes.
Before the biking.
I had season tickets for the first men's, the first women's, and the under 23s, and I couldn't attend almost any of the under 23 games. But it used to be, maybe Simon can back me up, but about 200-300 people at a match normally for the under 23s.
Yeah, sometimes more. So
but not much more. Ones, but, yeah, and then I went to the first home game to pick up my tickets with 1,500 people. So it's been really, really picking up.
Have they put the grass back on the Amateur Stadion pitch?
I think they should, because the Austrian team is arriving soon.
Of course,
soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was a sand pit when we saw it the last time. So
last time I went back, it was not a sand. It looked different, but it wasn't. I think they started putting another layer on it, but it wasn't the grass yet.
Right. I think we're probably done now, aren't we, chaps?
Have we?
I hope so.
Have we mentioned the whole podcast thing?
No.
Going on to a new platform.
Yes.
Do explain, Jan.
No.
Quickly.
You
quickly.
Explain. You explain.
I don't understand it. Look, I've had nothing to do with this, so what I'm explaining, I've got no idea.
Okay.
We're transpiring where we host the podcast. As some people may have noticed, most of the back episodes have disappeared. They haven't disappeared. They are. We still have them. But whilst we sort of shuffle our way gradually over towards a new website where they're hosted directly, we will put them all back there. So we will probably have to change the feed that people use on their sort of miscellaneous podcatchers. But we'll publish that when we've got something to publish, I guess. Does that cover it?
Yeah, but when Simon and I started out, we wanted, back in the day, back when Hertha was still in the first league, we tried to host it.
Way back in the day, before these newfangled motor vehicles came onto the scene. Do you remember, they hadn't invented computers when I was... No, that's not... No.
Yeah, people were dropping like flies from polio.
And cholera and yes. Know, all the normal run-of-the-mill stuff. These days, people just...
Consumption.
They make a fuss, don't they? You know. Yeah.
Well, Spanish flu.
Yeah, it's a slight irritation. Anyway.
These young people, nobody wants to work anymore.
No, they don't.
They all just want to do yoga.
These people about COVID, they're just all just drama queens. So it's just
what happened to working 18 hours a day, sleeping under your machine and getting your hands crushed,
heavy equipment? You were lucky. I had to live in a cardboard box without a lid.
And walking in 2 feet of snow to school.
Yes.
Yeah. And on the way back as well, you know.
Carrying a sack of coal on my back. All right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All right, cut that out. We need to edit that out.
No, I'll leave that in.
Please.
I'll leave that in. What the fuck just happened?
Right. Anyway, I think we're in the process of trying to wrap up there.
Yes.
But I wanted to make my good joke about us being like Hatter. Because you and I couldn't figure out how to upload and then we...
Distraction.
Okay. I'm muting myself.
No, okay. Continue.
No, I want to make the joke. We had problems figuring out how to upload the whole thing at the beginning, and then we ended up paying two different fees while not using everything. And then now Marcus, who some listeners might know from back in the day, he was kind enough to offer to help us, and probably with the next episode we will be in the new feed and we will post about it on our different channels, and then we will put all the old episodes back in there. But Simon gave a really, really great summary. A+.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Why are you waving, Simon? Nobody can see it.
I know. I have no idea. I don't know what I'm doing, as usual. I'm just making it up as I go along.
That's how we fit with Erta, with the Erta way.
Yep. Yep,
we don't know what we're doing.
They've got no idea either. Not a clue.
Stumbling in the dark.
Not to put pressure on you guys, but on the Apple Podcasts feed where you select everything, I put in that it comes out every 2 weeks. So I will hold you to that.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
yes, we are.
Well, no pressure, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
I mean, if Joel's back, he can do one episode himself.
By himself, you mean?
By what? Yeah, one.
Solo, yeah.
Solo, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Let's see what he says about it.
Yeah. You know, he may not agree with that, possibly.
Yeah.
It's a majority decision. Okay.
Actually, it's like a breaking news, not quite breaking news, but he bought a new mic and he should be able to use it for the next episode. So that's something to look forward to, listeners. Yes. Yay. Woo. All right.
There we go.
I'm very excited. I can't wait. I can't sleep. He will be back next time. We hope.
Yes.
He says hi. I think he does.
Probably.
Okay. On that cheery note, I think we definitely have a wrap now. So we'll be jabbering away the next time. So hopefully you'll be listening.
Okay.
Bye-bye from windy old England.
Ha ho he.
Hatta BSC.
Hatta BSC.
Woo,
cheers.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dimension Football Podcast.